You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think this would be possible. When I developed this new drug, I simply wanted to offset the shrinking sperm count in men, not create a monster. Where do I begin? We selected the subject for the experiment because he was the ideal person for which this drug was designed for. Men with small penis sizes and low sperm counts that were trying to conceive with their partners. The results were fantastic at first. His penis got up to 6 inches, and his sperm count raised to potent levels. There were even unintended side effects like increased muscle definition. We should have stopped right then and there. We had accomplished what we had set out to achieve, but he wanted more. What man would stop at just 2 inches added when he could have an 8-inch cock? Why settle for mere potency when you could make a pussy overflow with cum? So I relented and administered a second dose. That's when the beast took over. Something primal awakened within him, and his balls began to overfill. 8 inches became 10 inches. 10 inches became 14. Massive veins burst to the surface and began pumping and feeding his growing length. A veiny, monstrous cock that gets bigger by the day and throbs with a superhuman power with heavy balls to match. His loads are a sight to behold. He became the ultimate breeder. He doesn't just come. He pisses jelly-thick sperm against the walls of his room with such strength that it splashes back onto his 10-pack abs. He comes so hard that his screams of pleasure wake me up at night. The kind man I knew is gone. Only an animal remains. He finally passed out after his 20th load of the day. This might be my only chance to get a sample. Fuck that smell. It reeks of cum.